ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. Day 5 of this 21 days bhatti. So today's special drill. Just as the father has three forms, in the same way I also have three forms. And what are my three forms? Sakari, akari and nirakari. What are my three forms? Knowledgeful, powerful and loveful. What are my three forms? Oh, that are also my three forms. So I am a creator, I am a sustainer and I am a destroyer. I am Brahma, I am Vishnu and I am Shankar. What are my three forms? Which one? Three forms, okay. So my original form, my eternal form, and my last nature or form. So Baba says, just as father has three forms, in the same way I also have three forms, Brahmin, angel and deity. So what are my three forms? Brahmin. I am a Brahmin, I am an angel, I am a deity. I keep my mind busy in the awareness of these three forms through the drill. So today, we have to not just practice but experience these three things. One is to experience at the level of mind, through churning, through intellect, through logic, through reasoning, through imagination, through fantasy, through visualization. That some may do, some may able to do, some may not be able to do. But is there another way where all the experience of these three forms would come as a result? Yeah. The experience of these three forms should come as a result, not as an effort. Yeah. And which everybody can do. Even if a person who doesn't have any knowledge about Brahma Kumaris, if he follows that thing, he will immediately experience these three forms. Can there be any such way? Yeah? Is it a very difficult question? There is a way. If I tell you, keep on remembering that I am a Brahmin, I am an angel, I am a deity, keep on doing this 1 hourly, keep on doing this 2 hourly, keep on remembering this during traffic controls, keep on doing this in Amrit Vela, then in the afternoon, then in the evening, then at the time of sleep, then at the time of food. You will say, we already know that. So what can be done? There is one method where these three things would come as a result. What is that method? Gayatri Ven, what is that method? Yeah? Sushil Bhai, is there any method? Arvind Bhai? Kamlesh Bhai? Yes. And that method is food. That method is food. We are what we eat. Brahmins are those who take sattvic diet. Angels are those who don't eat. Do they eat? Do they need food? No. Deities are those who eat extremely pure diet. Extremely pure. They are very healthy because their diet is absolutely pure. These three methods can be utilized to experience these three stages in one single day. How? So, I have to remember that I am an angel, I am a deity, I am a Brahmin. But simply remembrance is not enough because we are still juggling in the mind. We are still struggling. Baba says everything should come to you as sahaj, natural. You should experience it in a very natural manner without any intellectual complications, intellectual battle, struggle. This can happen. How? So let's focus on these three stages. So my first stage is Brahmin, then I am an angel, and then I am a deity. Let's start from deity. What is the history of agriculture? From where the agriculture has started? Krishi. Was it existing during golden age? What are the things which are involved in agriculture? Cattle are needed. Land, plowing of land, then seeds, then grinding of seeds, then cleaning of seeds, then crushing of seeds. So many things are involved. At least 10 things are involved. Total 10 things are there. I don't remember what are those 10 things, but there are 10 things like this. First, you have to sow the seeds. Then, give them fertilizers. Insecticide, pesticides. Is it a cruelty-free diet? Probably not. There are a lot of stages involved in the production of grains. And the grains which comes on the platter, on your table, it has gone through hundreds of things before it has come to you. So if you critically study, grains, they come from where? Agriculture. So was agriculture there in golden age? That's a question to ponder upon. So there are two things. One is fields, farms, another is orchards, fruit gardens. So what was there in golden age? Fruit gardens or agriculture? Probably we call it garden of Allah. So probably deities must be relishing fruits. Their staple diet is not grains. They might be agriculture, but I doubt there is an agriculture there. Can you imagine a deity, a man, a male deity, working in the field, and then the female deity is coming in the afternoon bringing lunch box and he is so tired, wiping his sweat, and then they are sitting together and having that lunch in the afternoon. Can you imagine that? Less likely. And grains are very heavy to digest. So the first thing, deities are frugivorous. Frugivorous means fruitarian. Fruitarian means those who consume fruits. So the diet of fruits is the diet of deities. And when you are on the diet of fruits, there is an extraordinary energy that runs through your system. Because no toxins are entering the body. Body is toxin free. So, what happens? Your creativity increases. Your mental power increases. Your physical power increases. Your stamina increases. Your body becomes less resistance. It develops increased resistance to all the temperatures. There is a heat. There is a blazing sun. But you don't feel much hot. There is a biting cold, but you don't feel much cold. There is a rain, but that doesn't affect you much. So all the things that happen in the weather, they don't affect you. One, your life increases. Your longevity automatically increases. What was the age of deities? 150 years to 125 years. That is all because of their diet. So if you can reverse this process, someday, make a day of fruits and juices. And whole day you will experience as if you are a deity. Because you are not allowing any other toxins to enter your system. Once the toxins are out, you are only survive on fruits. And fruits are easily digested, easily assimilated. Otherwise, we spend our energy in three things. Half of our energy goes in eating, digesting and throwing out. Just these three things we are doing. And just imagine the intoxication which comes, the sleepiness. Everybody sleeps in the afternoon. What is the need to sleep in the afternoon? They say we are BKs. We get up early in the morning. That's why we sleep in the afternoon. That is not because of that. It is the grains. It is the cooked. It is the processed. That is leading to intoxication. That is leading to lethargy and sleep. So, you can do one thing. In a week, make a one day where you will consume only fruits and juices. Maybe you will feel hungry within 2 hours. But that's a good thing. Keep on eating. Every 2 hours. Keep no time window in the initial period. Food window should not be there. Okay, there is one philosophy where there is one person who has written a book, huge book, where he says, only 4 hours window or 6 hours window. He says that I eat from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the evening. That's it. Whole day, I don't eat anything. This is the only period. Rest of the time, give rest to the digestive system. And the energy which is trapped, the energy which is utilized in eating, in digesting and eliminating will be released. And suddenly you will feel new creativity. Suddenly, alertness increases. Suddenly, you will find so many authors have written that whenever they have to write a book, what they do? They go on prolonged fasting. And new ideas come to them. New visions come. And bodily changes. A lightness comes. Huge lightness. You feel as if you are flying. One person has written that when she or he was consuming only fruits. Mahatma Gandhi himself has written when he was in South Africa, I was on fruits and nuts and Brahmacharya was no problem for me at all. Brahmacharya came to me hands down so easily I could follow because there is no feeling that I am in the body. There is a constant stage of bodilessness. Constant stage of bodiless. So in 1 week, make one day where you will be consuming only fruits. How to do that? That's again a question. Because food is the thing that occupies our mind most of the time. If you just remove food and see what happens. Food is the strongest material bondage that binds the soul to the body. The moment you remove, there will be detox will start. Emotional detox, huge conflict will arise in the mind in the beginning. You will feel, what is this happening? From new sanskar, the old, everything will come out. So, one day, become a fruitarian. And that is the day you will experience that you are a deity very easily. So, frugivorous, fruitarian. That is known as fruitarian, frugivorous. We are basically fruitarian. There is one person, Erhard. Arnold Ehrhardt. He has written a book. He's written this book many years back, maybe 100 years back, when God has not entered this earth. The name of the book is Rational Fasting. In that, he has mentioned one whole chapter where he is describing Golden Age. Now, he has no knowledge about the circle, but he is describing that there was a time on earth, because we are not basically grain eaters. We are not basically milk drinkers. We are not basically non-vegetarians. We are not basically those who consume processed food. He has done huge experiments of hundreds and thousands of patients. He was a doctor. And he came to that conclusion. Now he has nothing to do with even religion. He has nothing to do much with spirituality. But that is his conclusion. Ehrhardt says, there is one whole chapter where he says, we must be fruitarian once upon a time. And we must be very healthy. And he says that, I hope that such an age will come again soon. So, if you want to experience deity stage, sometimes, or include at least half of the day stay on fruits, like till 12 noon. Till 12 noon, stay on fruits, or vegetables, or greens. You will feel very light. The second stage is angels. Now, what are angels? Do they eat? They don't eat. That means fasting. So include fasting in your life. There are different types of fasting, but the best fasting, and which should be called fasting, that is anhydrous fasting, that is dry fasting. That is no food, no water. Give total rest to the body. No food, no water. Not a drop. Even if a drop of water is heavy. One author has written, a drop of water in the system is death. Just one drop of water in the system is death. And you will find that an energy is released suddenly. So that stage is an angelic stage. Dry fasting. There are a huge number of experiments, researches which are available in the medical sciences. There is one phenomenon which is known as autophagy. Suppose this is the cell and these are the dead tissues. When you fast after a particular time, after 24 hours of fasting or 48 hours of fasting, you will feel that you will start this dead tissues, they will be reabsorbed. They will be destroyed and the new tissue will be formed. There is one person who has got Nobel Prize for autophagy recently, few years back. Autophagy. So, autodigestion of the waste. But that will happen only when you are on that fasting mode. Now, there are different types of fasting, but they are not fasting at all. Juice fasting, it's not fasting. And what fasting people do in the world, that is no fasting at all. They keep on eating whole day. That is no fasting. Fasting means fasting. Nirjal, nirjala, anhydrous, dry. Dry fasting is, they are again of two types. One is hard fasting. One is soft, dry fasting. Dry means no food, no water. One is hard, one is soft. Usually what we do is soft. Soft means, hard means no touch of water. No brushing, no bath, nothing, no touch of water. Recently there is a lady who did 12 days hard dry fasting. And there is a video which is available where she tells her experience of what she felt during this period. And there is a soft. Soft means you brush, you take bath. But usually we do this soft. This is very hard, very tough to do. And for this, even for dry fasting also, you need little preparation. But when you do this, you will feel extraordinary energy. There is one person who has written his experience. She says, I feel as if my mind is like Shakespeare's mind or like Milton. Like Kalidas, so flight of imagination, so new ideas, no creative ideas. There are filmmakers who say that when they want to have a new story for a film, what they do? They just go on fasting. Because during fasting, you don't think of food anymore. Because I don't have to eat. I don't have to drink. So my energy is totally focused on my topic. There are so many saints. What they do? Prophet Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Guru Nanak, They went in fasting mode so many times. Why? To have that experience of God. Fasting means upavas. Upavas means upavas, to remain near. And food is the greatest bondage. So at least once in 15 days. Once in 15 days. You should go on. You should have no fruit. Dry fasting. Dry fasting means nirjal. In once in 15 days, or if you can't do, once in 1 month. You know why there is a rule of fasting in India? There are 365 days, okay? And there are about, in India, about 300 days of fasting, upavas, different vrat. Why this was created? This is a trick. Because they say that during the festivals, eat lot of things. But then again, there is a Navratri. And then they tell you, oh, go on anhydrous fasting. This was a trick by created. Otherwise, if you tell people don't eat, they will feel punished. But this is, oh, they are given temptations of heaven. You will get this, you will get that, you do this vrat, and this, that. So that is all because of that. So once in a week, maybe you can start at 6 p.m. in the evening, and next day 6 p.m. So this practice we will be doing soon in this group also. 6 p.m. whatever you are, till 6 p.m. in the evening, whatever you want to eat, eat. 6 p.m. fasting starts. There is one international group. If you want to join that international weekly fasting group, you can join. There is one brother, Eric brother. He is in Israel. So I will give you his number in the groups. He'll put. You can join that group. Huge, all, they are non-BKs. All over the world, people, different groups. And when they start the fasting, they do it together in a group. And next day they share their experience. I felt like eating. This happened, that happened, this happened. Detox symptoms happened, severe headache happened, this happened, that happened. And how they broke the fast. So how do you break the fast? So you start at 6 p.m. Next day at 6 p.m. you break the fast with lemon water, coconut water. And after one, and you will feel increased energy. It has nothing to do with body. It has to do more with energy. And you will feel throughout the day, you have no temptation at all. You are free from the body. Bodily relationships, attraction of the body, nothing pulls you down. You are just above. No, let it be anybody. Your body, this is upavas, is param aushadhi. Param means nothing above it. Param atma means no other atma above paramatma. So it is param aushadhim, langhanam. So this, no matter what you are, when you start practicing fasting, you automatically get released from the bondages of body, the sanskars of the body. And your energy level increases. You are doing all your activities as it is. You are doing everything, exercise, your seva and everything. But it is an internal process. We will be starting it soon in this bhatti. Okay. So that is the second. Angel means abhokta. Angel means they don't eat. So sometimes you have to practice this angelic stage for this go above body. Go above food. And the one person, one disciple asked his master, "For master, what is fasting?" So master says, "How long you have been in this ashram?" He says, 10 years. So master says, "Do you know how many misdeeds you did? How many sins you committed in this ashram?" So he starts narrating him for half an hour. This mistake you did. So the disciple becomes so depressed, unhappy, starts crying. Master says, "Okay, no matter, go and have lunch." He says, "I don't have any appetite now. How can I have a lunch?" After hearing what all misdeeds I did, master says, "This is fasting. In fasting, you remember what wrong you did, what pap, what vikam, what everything wrong happened because of you, and then repent and talk with God. You will be very near to Him. This is the purpose, religious purpose, spiritual purpose, health purpose, mental, intellectual purpose, financial, so many things are saved." So that is angel. And third is Brahmin. Brahmin means those who take very pure diet. Sattvic. What is the meaning of sattvic? We say that we don't eat onion, garlic, and we don't eat from this person's hand and that person's hand. But what happened because of this? Has your tapasya increased? No. Are you falling less sick? Or even Brahmins are that much sick? Vegetarians and non-vegetarians, they are sick. They are illnesses, both cases. Maybe non-vegetarians are non-veg people. Those who are maybe having more of cruelty, there is a cruelty involved. Here there is a less cruelty involved. But level of sickness is same. All the saints and Mahatmas, they are suffering from some or other illness. BP, sugar, diabetes and everything. Why? Because that is not sattvic diet. Sattvic means which is very pure diet. Pure means high vibrational food. High vibrational means which is alkaline. Our body is more of alkaline. It doesn't need acidic food. The moment you heat something, process something, it becomes acidic. So give it high vibrational food, give it sattvic diet, give it pure food, give it that fruit which is more of alkaline. Give it that diet which is unprocessed, which is more of raw. So when you eat this, you, and another thing, eat with a sense of surrender. Eat with a sense of surrender. So there are four main diets of Brahmins. First, fruits. Second, sprouts. Third, soaked dry fruits, if you want to eat, if you want to do more of hard works. But I think the level of work which is here is very less. This is for those who are bodybuilders and those who work hard. And fourth, salads, vegetables. These are the four main diets. So, this is Brahmin diet. When you do this, automatically Brahmin stage will be experienced. When you go on anhydrous mode, angelic stage will be experienced. And we go on total fruitarian approach. So you experience what? That deity stage. So this is one of the indirect method of experience three forms. Om Shanti.